This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bills, Titans, 1 o'clock live, Sunday on 96.5 WCMF. If you want to watch the game.
Yeah, what do you do?
Well, there is a man who's going to be standing in a place for 3 hours.
You talking about King Chuckle Chops?
Tommy Mulet will be hanging out at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai. Mm-hmm. And the food and the drink there and the atmosphere.
We going to party.
Far outweighs having to stand in a room with Tommy Mulet during a football game. Go hang out with Tommy and the crew from CMF out at the Bill Grace Taproom in Chi-Lai on Sunday at 1 o'clock with also your friends from CMF. Joining us as they do every pregame, our good buddy from 95.7 The Fan, a man who looks like every suspect wanted in a crime on a walking path.
He does have a certain look every week.
Right?
Black.
Yeah. And like,
but like my soul.
Athletic black. You guys, yeah. You guys jogging? From the sports bar, Mike Danger. Hey, Danger.
Morning, guys.
And joining us from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast.
What's going on?
I don't even know. So, Ryan's thing. Ryan Duffy, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Hey, how's it going there, friends? Let's get it going.
So, Ryan's new thing is to dress as the city that the Bills are playing.
Yeah.
For example, when we played Houston, he came in as a Ribs Arkansas Cowboy guy. Right? Last week, he came in as Jersey guy. I'm assuming because we're playing Nashville, you're a barbecue guy?
What's Tennessee known for, friends? Come on.
Why are you doing Louisiana voice?
I don't know. I don't know.
Here's what really bothers me about this.
What? Right,
so
do voices?
He can't, though. He's wearing a smock apron.
Yeah.
Like one of the hipster.
Like a pit crew guy.
Yeah, but like hipster douchebag one where if the bartender's wearing that, your craft cocktail costs $35. Mm. But he also brought in barbecue tongs.
Yeah.
And that noise is going to drive me insane.
What noise? They're working. They work today, boys. Let's go.
If you want to see what a man looks like in a smock that's somehow too tight.
Guys.
The Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube and Twitch, The Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. Danger, the big news this week is the arms race, or should I say hands race, that is broken out in the AFC East. Devontae Adams to the Jets, Amari Cooper to the Bills. Let's start with the Bills here. I don't love it. I don't love this idea. Do you love this idea?
I think it's a low-risk, high-reward idea at minimum. I mean, you give up a third-round pick, you still have plenty of draft picks in 2025 for a guy that the hope is that he's motivated, right? He hasn't been good this year. Like, ESPN rated Amari Cooper dead last among eligible wide receivers. You consider how many are his quarterback, and you're like, okay, well, that makes sense. Deshaun Watson's historically bad this year in Cleveland. But then you also factor in that Amari Cooper leads the league in drops. That makes me a little bit concerned. So the hope is that you've got a motivated Cooper and a competent quarterback throwing him the football, and you get somebody who historically has been extremely productive at his position.
So you traded for the worst quarterback or worst wide receiver in the league with the most drops, and you were telling me this week that I was being stupid.
Okay, but the kid's got talent.
And he's not a kid. He's 30 years old. He's older than you. Ancient. Ryan. The Jets trade for Davante Adams. That one makes absolutely no sense to me, right? Like, they're 2.5 games out of first place in the AFC East. The problem is not the receiver. Davante Adams can't block for Aaron Rodgers. He can't stop the run. He's not a coach. Mm-hmm. What are the Jets doing?
I don't know, man. What I always say, pit happens. Sounds like they're in a saucy situation right now.
He's got
Davante Adams went to Aaron Rodgers and said, let's meet up.
He's got to change his name.
To what?
For the rest of the show. He's got to be Chuck Wagon.
All right, let's just get this over with as fast as possible. All right, great. Tommy made his picks this morning. He broke his 0-for-10 streak with a dynamite 1-4 performance last week. So you are 1 for your last 15 picks.
It's a tough league, man.
Okay.
Chuck Wagon.
Let's get to our first pick. I swear to God, I will break those tongs.
Try it. Try it. See what happens.
Let's get to our first pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF. Over under 50 total yards for running back Ray Davis.
You tell me Crazy Legs Davis can't get 50 yards when he was destroyed last week and nobody was even thinking about this kid?
So you're confident in 50 total yards for Ray Davis?
50 yards is nothing.
That's a lot. I mean, Ray...
Nothing. He could be the guy, though, that nobody's paying attention to, which we kind of saw last week. You know what I mean?
I don't know how after last week you don't pay attention
Well, but
to
if
him.
You have also have James Cook on the field,
you got to be looking at both of them. And you also got to be worried about Josh.
But again, if both of them are on the... You just proved my point. If both of them are on the field and you have to worry about Josh, that means there's a 1 in 3 chance he gains a
All
yard.
All this kid's got to do is break one off, baby.
Yeah, that's not easy to do.
They call him Crazy Legs Breakaway Ray.
So to be clear, you are over...
To be clear.
50 total yards for Bills running back Ray Davis.
Yes.
Danger.
Yeah.
Ray Davis bursts onto the scene in his first ever NFL start, late start, 153 total yards.
Amazing.
Right now, the record, the highest amount in a game for a rookie in the NFL this season. He's got a ton of talent. But you can also argue that James Cook is a top five dual threat back in the NFL also. Is there enough ball to share over under 50 total yards for Ray Davis on Sunday?
So I don't know if you guys saw the injury report from the Bills yesterday. Ray Davis popped up on the injury report yesterday with a calf.
You didn't tell me that.
Oh,
injury.
I'm sorry, expert. What happened? What happened? He was limited, though.
Limited. And I don't think that, you know, we'll find out more today when the final practice report of the week comes
out. Which one of his crazy legs is hurt?
One of his calves. Yeah.
Yeah.
Calf injury. But all James Cook is getting healthier. So I think the Bills' run game is going to be back and form as far as everybody on the field. However, this is a Tennessee defense. This is the best, statistically, the best defense in the league and the toughest defense that the Bills are going to face so far this season. I'm going to take the under on this one.
Oh!
Your ass is itchy, dark boy.
Sounds like a song for The Weeknd. We turn to Jurassic Pork. Ryan.
Chuck Wagon.
Chuck Wagon. Ryan.
Yep.
If there's one issue that we may have here, although a brilliant performance from Ray Davis last week, even if he's healthy, we know how Bills head coach Sean McDermott feels about putting too much on rookie shoulders. Mm-hmm. He trusts James Cook. He's gotten over his fumbleitis, as I knock on wood. Over under 50 total yards for Bills running back Ray Davis.
If Sean McDermott doesn't trust rookies with the ball wide, Ray Davis, crazy legs, Ray Davis be running for, over 100 yards last week, huh?
No, he ran for 97.
90, under 100 yards, just close to 100 yards. I got to take the over on this one. Ooh. I'm with Tommy. I'm with Tommy all day. I think that Ray Davis has a stake of a claim in that backfield just as much as any other running back. And, 100% going over.
Listen to Neckbone.
You know what's funny? If you're watching the live stream, you may think he's in character with those barbecue sauce stains on his shirt, but that's just standard for Ryan. He looks because he doesn't even know. He looks because there is a possibility that at 9:19 on a Friday morning, he is covered in barbecue sauce.
Possibly. It's a white shirt. Who knows?
Okay, let's get to our second pick from Tommy this morning on Tommy Tells It Like It Is on CMF. Over under, 1/2 an interception for Josh Allen.
So you're saying just one.
One interception and it's
lose.
You lose. Yes, you got it. But he hasn't thrown one yet.
I'm going to go. I put my money on Josh Allen.
You put your money on Josh Allen last 2 weeks.
I'm all in on Josh.
You put him on
Ray.
There will be a point.
Yeah, no quarterback's going to be perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah. I understand.
He's going to throw an interception at some point this season. But you're not confident, even though it's game seven.
Weak-ass hillbilly team.
They're not. The defense is good. Their offense is putrid.
You just
told me
they're banged up and they got one win. How good can they be?
Okay, all of the games that they've lost, with the exception of one, was a one possession game.
But isn't that the entire league is like that?
Funny when I argue that. You go, stupid Bills suck. But when
I'm using your logic.
Are you doing the logic that you said was stupid, stupid? So to be clear.
Let's be clear.
You are under.
Under.
One half an interception for Josh Allen.
Yes, sir.
All right, so here's the weird stat of the day.
Oh, what's up?
It's like we said, the Titans defense, Ryan, is statistically one of the best in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Yet they only have in six games a single interception. One interception.
Good run defense.
Over under one half an interception for Josh Allen on Sunday.
So we're basically predicting that Josh Allen's going to throw a pick, right?
That would be yes, one or
right.
Yeah.
No chance. No chance Josh Allen's throwing a pick.
Damn,
I'm going with Tommy
CW.
On this one as well. No way. No way. Bon appetit to Josh Allen.
Did you
continuing to not throw interceptions this season?
Did you only come in with seven sayings?
He's got a rare opportunity to keep the streak going. I got to go with the no. I'm taking the under, baby.
So we figured out that Ryan has 6 weeks worth of ideas. Turn to danger. Danger. I mean, Josh Allen's going to eventually throw an interception.
Yeah.
And it's going to be at like a weird point that we never expect it to happen against a team that it shouldn't. Like, I don't know, a team that has one interception so far this season. Although the defensive backs in Tennessee are banged up. Over under one half an interception for Josh Allen.
So there's a player on Tennessee's defensive line to look out for on Sunday. His name is Devondre Sweat. He's over 360 pounds in the center of the defensive line.
Oh, I know a guy like that.
And
don't.
Well, the difference between Chuck Wagon and Devondre Sweat is this dude is fast.
100 pounds?
He and maybe 50. He can run, man. The guy is fat. He's a menace. I'm a little bit nervous about the Bills' offensive line matching this guy's physicality, and I think that's going to be a force against Josh. Plus, new wide receiver in the mix who's learning the offense. I don't know how much they're going to use Amari Cooper, but it wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility for Amari Cooper not to know where to go or run the wrong route.
How much you got to know? Left, right, straight ahead. How hard is it?
I think Josh throws a pick.
Oh!
With that fat guy with them pudgy hands.
He's not going to catch the ball, you
idiot. Damn straight. That's what I say.
So you are over.
I think he throws a pick.
Ooh.
And a lot of it is what you were saying. Like, this would be a place logically where we'd be like, nah, he's not throwing. They've got one interception. I think the defense for Tennessee is going to give the Bills some issues.
Mr. Danger playing it safe.
No, that. It's a recap of Tommy Tells It Like It Is with our good buddies from 95.7 The Fan. You can hear him on the Sports Bar 3 to 6 every weekday. Mike Danger from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast in an apron with metal tongs trying to do a Nashville, Tennessee barbecue guy. Ryan Duffy, I swear to God.
What?
Are those expensive ones? Because I'm going to break them.
Yeah, we'll see.
Also, Leanne wants to know on Instagram why you're not wearing your black grill gloves that you actually grill with at your house like
tell
a douchebag.
I'll tell Leanne exactly why. Because I only had one left. I don't know why I used one at one point. I ran out of them. I planned on bringing them.
You accidentally eat one.
Yeah, right. It's in the middle of the burger.
You didn't realize it.
We've talked on the show before about how if you grill with black gloves at your house.
Those professional gloves.
You're a douche.
Yeah.
No, they're not even professional ones. They're like plastic gloves. He just does it because he wants to look cool.
No. Go to my friends over at Henrietta Restaurant Supply.
What an
get
ass.
Yourself some nice ones. I get them there all the time. They're wonderful people there.
How does he get a live ad?
It's a borderline a little bit. Let's get to our third pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF. Tommy, over 1.5 catches for new Bills wide receiver Amari Cooper.
So all he's got to do is catch two footballs, period.
Listen to me.
Listen to me.
You're also...
Listen to
you
me.
You also have...
Listen to me. Listen to me.
You also have to bank on the fact that he will dress, because if he doesn't dress, it's a miss.
Yeah.
Over, under, 1.5, 1.5 catches.
I don't think kid's going to be out there. You got to give the fans a little flash. It's entertainment, baby.
Out there with two catches.
Yeah.
So you're
all. So I got to get is two catches.
Mm-hmm.
He had to do a goddamn thing with him. He can get a yard, right? Yeah. I win.
Yeah. He can lose yardage as long as he can catch.
Oh, my God. This is cake. Cake. And I don't even like cake. This is cake.
Ryan?
Yeah.
We know that the hardest position to change teams with is wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that way.
Mm-hmm.
The last guy to do it really successfully was Amari Cooper 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. So it's either he has some knack for being able to do it, or he was young enough where he could pull it off, and now he can't. I want to be clear. If he does not dress on Sunday, that's a miss, right? Over under 2.5 catches, or excuse me, 1.5 catches for Amari Cooper on Sunday.
I love the signing. I love it. I love the trade. I'm into it, okay? But I'm with you in that I don't think he's going to actually dress. And if he does dress, I think they're going to slow roll him into the offense. I don't see them changing their offensive identity just to try to force some catches to Amari Cooper. So I'm going to take the under on this one.
Ooh. Look at Mr. Not Short Ribs. Turning his tail and running.
Danger?
Yeah.
The Bills want an injection quickly, but Sean McDermott is also a very patient coach. We watch it happen with Nyheim Hines. We watch it happen with Kelvin Benjamin, with Vanderbreen and them in the past. Over under 1.5 catches for Amari Cooper Sunday.
I mean, this trade kind of sends a message to the locker room. It sends a message to the fan base. It lets everybody know, like, we're not satisfied with what we have so
far.
Wake
up call.
We're first place. We're 4-2, and we're still not satisfied. We recognize that we really don't have a replacement for what we lost in Stephon Diggs.
See, that's management right there. That's how management thinks.
Okay.
That bringing in your weird brother for some stunt.
This was none of this was my idea. I didn't want Ryan on the air. I hate everything about this every week. Everything about it. I'm going to punch you in, you stupid head, I swear
Bring
to God.
Bring it out, baby.
I think they want to get him involved. I think they want to set a tone. I think that he gets over a reception and a half. And he might even get that in the first half.
Oh, whoa, my God.
Wow. Doubling down.
Yeah. Damn.
That's why they call him Double Down Danger.
Wow.
All right, let's get to Tommy's fourth pick this morning on a Tommy Tells It Like It Is here in the break room on CMF. Tommy, do the Bills win? And if so, is it by 9 or more?
They win.
Okay.
They win.
Bills win. Yeah. And do they win by 9 or more points?
I think they cover. Pat.
Okay. All right.
I think they cover.
They cover the 8.5.
I'm feeling really confident on this cover.
Okay.
So that would mean you really have to have control of this game.
Yeah 9 points. Yeah. That's a lot of points. Yeah.
Because you could really push it then.
Uh huh.
To 10. To 10 points.
You could do that.
Then you're talking you're in a whole other genre of football.
Uh-huh. Like, what would that be?
Oh, that would be a Rocky Mountain blowout, baby.
Smoky Mountain?
Smoky Mountain, Rocky Mountain.
The Rocky Mountains,
what?
Bristol
top.
Mountain. It's going to be a Bristol Mountain blowout.
You're the dumbest person I know.
Yeah, you hang out with me. On a daily basis.
Danger.
Yeah.
It moved to 8.5 this morning. That's still a lot of points. We found out. Actually, I'll get to that later. Do the Bills win this game? And if so, do they do it by 9 or more?
Bills win. I don't think they cover. Low scoring. 21-13 Bills.
Oh! Come on. You think Will Levis has got 13 points in his arm?
I think he has a touchdown.
Okay. All right. We turn to Ryan. Lots of great nicknames coming in for Ryan.
Bring them. Let's hear them.
Brisket Bitch.
That's not even clever.
Someone wants to hear you do the Tong song. No, not Ryan. Not 8.5. Do the Bills win? Do they cover?
You see, I did the rhythm of the Cisco's the Tong song right there with the tongs. That was pretty funny, right? I don't see the Bills covering on this one. That's a lot of points, and I understand the Bills have been 2 road games now. Short week on top of that. It's probably great to be home, but no way. I don't see them covering. I do see the Bills winning. But I don't have him covering the 8.5.
So none of the boys agree with you there.
So I'm the only one who has balls in his room.
Oh, okay. Is that what it is?
Must be.
Okay, but you've missed on, you called blowouts the last 2 weeks, dudes, and you missed
on. What do you
mean
I'm due? That's how gambling works.
Now, if you were due, you wouldn't be one for your last 15.
I hate this bit.
I love
this
job.
I hate my brother. I
loved this job.
Do you love the show?
Let's get this over with.
Go to your face.
Let's get this over with. The final pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF. They'll be here.
Not so fast, blowout buddy.
Never see it coming.
Never see the blowout coming, buddy. So I say at the end of this game, based on my predictions, this is a rocking chair bet. This is a rocking chair with cake in your lap kind of a day. I think this will be the most lopsided win of the day. Will be the Bills
of the day.
Of all the games going on.
All the games of that day.
Okay.
This will be the most lopsided blowout of the day.
What are we in week 7?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I do want to keep in mind.
I do keep in mind, yes.
That the.
Let's do our calculations, sir.
The New England Patriots traveled to London to play the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, Jacksonville's bad.
Two suck ass teams.
Jacksonville's been in.
You sucking butt in London.
What are the worst Warren Zevon songs of all time? Sucking butt in London.
Little old lady got mutilated last night.
Okay. So your bonus pick is that the widest margin of victory is the Bills over the Titans on Sunday.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
But London.
Oh. We'd hit those high notes, too. Right away, right
Ryan.
Yeah.
All right. So just a heads up. The Bills are 8.5. They are equaled only. The Commanders are favored by 8.5 over the Panthers this week.
Oh, yeah.
And that Patriots-Jags game we brought up, 6.5. The Jags are favored over New England.
The Jags are favored 6.5 over the New England Patriots?
I love how you're so shocked you abandoned your barbecue
yeah,
character.
That's crazy.
Okay, look. Yeah, they've been in London already.
Okay.
All right. So do the Bills have the widest margin of victory in the NFL this week?
I love the gusto, okay? But and don't get me wrong, if the Bills had the widest margin of victory, that would be the base case scenario, okay? But I think
did you
that
say
base
case?
Base case scenario.
You encourage this. I want you to know that.
I'm enjoying it.
You've been laughing at him and telling him, you're doing such a great job, Ryan. You're so great, Ryan. See what happens when you give someone too much confidence? They come in a smock.
What do they do? Start sucking butt?
sucking
butt in the break room.
You were saying, I'm sorry.
I'm just winging it here. Okay?
I hope.
But.
I hope this isn't rehearsed.
I'm taking the no on that.
That's
one.
A no. Okay.
Well, that's a no
yeah,
for me.
Based on his other stuff.
Yeah, no, obviously. So you knew that was coming.
Oh, okay.
By the way, butt sucking, one of my favorite BG songs of all time.
Butt sucking, sucking that butt.
Danger, do the Bills have the widest margin of victory?
It's so funny. You manage all this. I know. Like, you're a department head of butt sucking.
I'm so proud right now.
I saw that on your LinkedIn, by the way.
Do the Bills have the widest margin of victory on Sunday?
We might have seen the widest margin of victory last night, if we're being technical. Thursday night was like 33-13.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. You already lost, stupid.
I'm going to say no.
You're so dumb. You're so dumb. Although
33-10 last night.
33-10, yeah.
I said of the day.
He said of the day, to be
okay,
fair.
Okay, of the day.
And I think it's true.
I was the one who just defended you, you dick.
I listened to my butt-sucking boss.
Tommy, to defend Tommy, this is the kind of pick that he gets every season. He'll get one or two of these bonuses, and this is the exact kind of pick that he'll hit.
Yeah, yeah.
You're right. All right. Okay. Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan. You can catch him every day 3 to 6 on the Sports Bar, 95.7 The Fan. Like I said, what are you guys doing today, Danger?
So, yeah, we'll be talking to fantasy football expert Andy Behrens from Yahoo Fantasy. He joins us at 3:25. We'll get your fantasy football lineup set for Week 7's action coming up here on Sunday.
A brand new Let's Go Duffalo up, ready to roll. Where can I find that, Ryan?
You can find that on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can find us on social media at Let's Go Duffalo.
No, you screwed it up, you idiot. It's let's.go.duffalo.
The is the dot. If they don't know it by now, they're not going to find it anyway.
You never.
Let's not go down the flow. Go Bills.
All right. We're gonna take a break. I swear to God, like I'm not even saying a joke. I'm going to come over this table and I'm going to physically assault you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Like, we're just giving you a heads up. We don't want you to end up in trouble.
Okay.
And it turns out that in the state of New York, along with 13 other states, this is against the law.
Oh.
But it hasn't stopped people from doing it and posting it all over social media.
Can't wait to hear.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So it's been said.
What they said.
With the election, like, what, 2.5 weeks away?
Yeah, it's very close.
Your vote does not count unless you take a picture of your I voted sticker and post it on Facebook.
Okay.
It's like a new federal law.
Right.
But it turns out there are things you can take pictures of and cannot take pictures of. And if you take pictures while you're doing this, you're breaking the law.
Oh.
In the state of New York, it is illegal to take a ballot selfie.
Oh. So while I'm in the booth.
Yes, while you're in the booth, whether you are taking a picture of yourself voting or taking a picture of your ballot and posting it on social media, really just taking the picture,
that's
period.
That's illegal.
That is illegal. And not only is it illegal in New York State, it's illegal in 13 other states as well. So the concern...
Yeah, what is it?
States who have made it against the law say ballot selfies, they worry about coercion, bribery, voter intimidation. They say it could lead to something that could expose other people's ballots by accident. You know, you don't know what's in the background of the picture.
Kind of have to treat it like gambling.
Yes,
right?
Essentially.
You can't have your phone out.
Exactly. Well, it kind of is gambling.
Yeah. Well,
you never know if you can get with these clowns.
What a bunch of clowns. However, there are now free speech advocates that are arguing hard and fighting to make it legal to take your ballot selfie. And they've been doing it in all of the states that it is illegal, saying that you can't tell me what I can and can't post on social media, especially when I'm already telling you who I'm going to vote for most of the time anyway.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
I mean, it just seems like an overreach. Like, you can't do it. I can't see where it would sway something because a normal person took a picture and posted it up on their site. You would have to have such a following to make a difference. And even then, who cares? Like, those people already have already endorsed candidates anyway on both sides of the aisle.
I mean, I get where you're
coming. What's the difference?
I get where you're coming from there. I guess there is this idea that if somebody says, okay, so there's things that happen on social media all the time, like, you know, take a picture of your dog and you'll be entered to win, blah, 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 blah.
That's like one of the concerns. Okay. Kind of contest.
That was the way it was explained in one of the articles I was reading.
So buying a vote almost.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
I'd be more worried just about like accidentally getting somebody else's vote in there. You know what I mean? Because I guess do what you want with your opinion, but don't, you know, I wouldn't want mine to be in the background.
I mean, think about that. Like, you're okay with this, but let's say somebody by accident gets a photo of you voting for all the people you're going to vote for, and it goes up on social media. Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, because I mean, I can't see it hurting my life. Swaying anything. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, I mean, I would make the argument that there are people who will change the way they treat you based on who
that
you
is
vote
true.
For, right?
I mean, but nobody likes me.
Okay. Well, yeah. You
on both and I'm saying that's on both sides. Yeah, I could see where you could get a little paranoid, but I think it's a little overblown.
Are there some laws that are okay just to keep for tradition's sake? I mean, you know, it is sacred that you vote in secret in America.
Yeah.
I mean, look,
your privacy matters.
Yes, yeah. I get the argument from the free speech advocates. Yes, like the odds that something goes wrong here are very, very, very small. Mm. And, you know, we're a big free speech people, right? But, I mean, the voting in secrecy thing has been an American tradition. So, like, just for the sake of tradition, is it okay to make this illegal?
Oh, just to keep it up?
I don't know.
Because I think eventually it's all going to go online.
I know you keep saying that, but again...
We're getting there.
Bro, if people are fighting in the Supreme Court to keep folks from mailing their ballots in... Mm-hmm. Or
we're not even there yet.
Or from voting early... Like, you can't tell me that, yeah, we're going to use the internet, everybody. It'll be totally fine. No worries. Oh, my Social Security number's gone.
Nothing goes bad on the internet.
I can't ever see a world where we're voting online.
Oh, it's going to happen. Your kids will vote online.
Okay. How much you want to... Boy, you're going to be so dead, it's not even funny. It is kind of funny.
So there, even though you were right, well, you're dead.
Well, no, like, I mean, let's be
real. Take that, corpsey.
Let's be real, right? Like, you walk in, you have to, you know, verify who you are to vote.
Right.
Right? And all that jazz. How would you do that with a cell phone or a computer?
I bank online. I do everything online with my money, with our investments, everything you do.
Yeah, like people,
you,
I mean. But
and it's all secure.
They try to make it as secure as they can, but every now and then we see people's bank accounts getting hacked.
Every now and then it happens like 30 times a day.
Your information gets stolen.
But they're tweaking it. They're tweaking it.
Now look,
I to tell you the truth, I never understood, like, you had to go in this booth and like you had to like cloak it in something and hand it off to a guy or slide it in this thing.
I find the pomp and circumstance of it like patriotic. I feel like I'm doing something for the
country.
What
are you hiding over there, Mr. Patriot?
What?
You're hiding your vote over there.
You know, it would be interesting. Let's say one day, like next presidential election cycle, they make people publicly vote, right? Like you get everyone together in the town square, city hall, whatever, and you have to raise your hand for who you vote for.
Kind of like the Iowa caucus.
Yeah. How that would change an election. Because it would. It would have an effect.
I think you definitely have less people voting.
Yeah.
I think people really value their privacy in this. So if you don't want to go into a crowd, if you're just not a social person and you're like afraid of groups of people, you're not voting.
All right.
And like to Kimmy's point further, like we only have half of eligible Americans that go out to vote on high turnout elections, right? Like,
all right, so keep it private, you said.
Well, I just don't see what the negative is to keeping this law against like the ballot selfie. Like you're not hurt. Why is it absolutely necessary that you have to share with the world the picture of your ballot when you could simply go online afterwards and be like, this is who I voted for? What's the difference?
Yeah, not much.
Right?
Yeah.
Just say, here is my voting sticker. So again, federally, the vote counts because that's, again, apparently a thing. You have to take a picture of your I voted sticker and put
and
it on
Facebook. You have to wear it.
Yeah. And then say, this is who I voted for. Mm-hmm. What's the difference?
All right.
There you go. Right. We decided it.
Done and done.
Done. It is a lot of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.